Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Merry Christmas to all and Happy New Year, but our new year is the topic of our show today. 2019 is a breakthrough time. Our theme for it is moving on. 2019 in numerology is 20 equals two tens, and 10 is a power number, so it's double the power, double the blessing, or it could be double the cursing, depending on which side of the fence you're on. One refers to the individual. Nine is independence. You can finally break free of unhealthy patterns, of unhealthy relationships, being broke, busted, and disgusted. Everything in your life is on the other side of your decision. So make a decision today as we close this year to receive spiritual guidance into the abundant life that Christ died to give us. Believe, then speak the word over yourself. The scripture says in numerous places that if we can only believe, and then once we believe, we need to speak over ourselves. Call those things which be not as though they are. I'll give you a few affirmations. One, I walk in divine abundance. I enjoy divine health. I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God in 2019. You want to say that to yourself? Speak that over yourself. I believe that every yoke of sickness, depression, anxiety, financial troubles, family problems, and more will be broken off in my life. I believe that I will be productive in the image of Jesus Christ. I believe that I will be productive in the image of Jesus Christ. I believe that I will come out of all my trials and challenges ready and positioned for God's greatness. And if you can believe that, you can receive that in 2019. A little bit of the cosmic weather. Mars is making a tricky, subtle connection with Neptune. Examine your choices carefully. This is a very risky energy at place here, and it's very deceptive. The stars are aligning with loads of positive energy as we close 2018 and enter into 2019. Venus is making an exciting connection, underline exciting connection to Uranus. Anything is possible, but what a lot of that means is it's pushing you towards the right relationship, the right connections, being at the right place at the right time. Also affects career, being at the right place, getting the right position. So this is all possible. Healing is possible. Dreams are possible. It's time to give birth to miracles in 2019. And on a little bit of the negative side, there will be continued drama in the government as we close, as the close of this present administration, and the closer we get to the close of it, the more drama there will be. And remember, in everything, these are deceptive times. There are predatory lenders out there. There are predatory schemes. There's all kinds of things going on, and they're using things and capitalizing on things. And so, just remember that more corruption is being revealed with that placement of Pisces in its ruling house. So be aware of any gimmicks with any so-called false teachers. Be aware of scare tactics by some people in very high places. And we're not just talking about the government here. We're also talking about ministers and different groups that are, you know, they're more interested in your wallet than you. So we need to know that God's love for us is free. The gift of His Holy Spirit is free. And when we receive Jesus, we share in an ongoing process of redemption and deliverance, changing us into new creatures in Christ and operating in who we are in Christ and receiving the power that God gives us. Are you in need of deliverance, bad choices, bad situations? You can walk away from that this year. Do you lack health issues? 2019 is the year to be an overcomer and be independent of these patterns. So this is our theme scripture today, Isaiah 43:19. Behold, this is God speaking, I will do a new thing now, and it shall spring forth. And it now, underline that word now. He will do it now, and it shall spring forth. And will you not know it? I will make a way where there is no way. So in the natural, when it looks impossible, just remember that all things are possible with God. And we are going to have circumstances in our life that contradict the promises of God. And that's the real test right there, when it contradicts the promises of God. Hang in there. Keep your faith. Know that you know that the Word of God is true. So instead of health tips today, I will begin with these predictions. Making sure that everybody realizes that we have subtle connections here with Neptune. This is a very deceptive energy. So a lot of deception is going to be present. We have it present now, but it's going to continue to be a little stronger. We will have this placement in Neptune in Pisces, which is the ruling planet of Neptune, Pisces, until 2025, making us face deception. And Jesus said, when his disciples asked him the sign of the times of his coming, he said to his disciples, his answer was, do not be deceived. A lot of deception is present still in the government, smear campaigns leaving us undecided. Other countries are planning and plotting to remove the United States as a superpower. We need to be aware of that. So 2019 will create a lot of this deception. But remember, the word says, where sin abounds, grace also abounds. I believe in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and a strong revival of God's people will take place in 2019. It will be the birthing of miracles. You will see things that you've been waiting for years, and I'm really glad to see this. The general aspects are deliverance, bad choices, dysfunctional relationships. Independence is breaking free of these strongholds. I believe that they can be it can be a strong time of prosperity for those who believe. This divine favor from God are for those who are in His rest. And being in His rest means totally believing in Him, leaning on Him, and not looking at the way things are. Like I said, circumstances can create a contradiction to what I'm telling you. But if you enter into God's rest, you will be a recipient of these divine blessings that we have out there, that are available to us in 2019. We rest on the promises of Jesus and His finished works. The promises of God. This is a prosperity cycle, and it has been given to me by the Holy Spirit, that those who enter into His rest will definitely live a better life. Remember, circumstances reflect contradictions of the promise, but if we stand on the promises, declare them with our mouth, then cast down those strongholds, you will be surrounded by God's favor. And using these principles, you won't struggle as much with the issues. If you do have something you can't figure out, contact your spiritual advisor, which would be me, at Daisy, Daisy, 6444-78 at king.com for reading. This has every potential to being a year to remember. So in Jesus' name, I pray today, Father, that you will inspire me with the Holy Spirit to give your people what they need to know and the guidance that they need to live the very best in 2019. And so at this point, I will close this prayer in your name, and let's look at some personal predictions, and we will begin to take some calls here. Okay, here we go. Connecting.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's me, Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. You know, I have a trick how I get to be first. I'm not telling anybody.
Okay.
So from your email.
Let's look at 2019.
Saying, I would like to know what my year is going to be like next year. I am going to do a full one with you. You know our private thing. I'm going to do one with you. I'm going to send you something for it. Okay? So.
I do personal years.
And
those are helpful. I'll be able to do that in January. I've ordered the research books that I need. I mean, I can go by the calendar, but these books give me more detail. So they should be coming in the mail to me here soon. But let's take a look at you. And if anybody's interested in a personal year, they're $25. And includes 12 months. Okay. Well, as I said, the first card is opportunity and complete change, moving, finally settling an old problem and it getting healthy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's been a long time for you, but this is going to be a year where God's going to show you how much he can, security, a lot of security.
The reason I want everybody to know is these things did not come easy for me. These have been many, many years of becoming closer to God in the spirit and becoming closer in doing Christ's work. And that is why I'm receiving blessings, not because they came out of thin air. It is just like you said, it is the divine favor from God that I'm receiving, that I feel it. And I believe in it, and that's why I call you, because I trust you in that. You know, I know it's true.
Well, thank you. Well, there will be a revelation between the true spiritual leaders and those who are in it for money, and people will discover that. And when I first saw it, it was very disillusioning. It was very disillusioning to me that people would use that Jesus and the truth of the gospel to just for money, but it unfortunately goes on. And a person should have your best interest at heart.
Okay.
Best interest.
I do ask you one question. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, please.
No, that's all right. It is a year for you to find fulfillment and healing with your family and moving.
Ooh.
Now, what do you want to ask me?
Okay. Christmas. My husband who passed away, his sister called me today and asked me if I would come Monday to her daughter's having something at her house, which she does every year, Christmas Eve. Now, she invited me. I would like her, the Penny's cousin, my daughter's cousin, Athena, to invite Penny and the kids, and I'd like to know if that would work out so we can all spend Christmas together quietly without anybody knowing.
You're going to laugh at this. First card is bribe me.
What does it say?
I think you can persuade. Yeah, I'm laughing at that because it's cute. Bribe me, you know, bribe me with a good time, bribe me with prosperity. It says yes, and that you can, that this will begin the strengthening. Again, St. Michael the Archangel is guarding over this, so I think you can talk her into it.
Okay, I don't think I need to do it. I think if her cousin just invites her, and doesn't know I'm coming, and she'll go, and then, hello, here's Mom.
Hello,
no?
We got a chance to bond again. We got a chance to bond.
Yeah, she's
we'll
not
keep that
leave,
in prayer.
Because it's not where she can just get in the car and go down the street. It's far away. So.
No.
No.
We will keep that in prayer, but the cards indicate that it can be done.
Yeah, because he will not go to any family function. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And God
Thank
bless everybody.
You.
Merry Christmas. And may Christ be with
Merry
you all.
Merry Christmas.
Okay?
Thank
Love you.
You.
Bye.
God bless.
All right. Bye.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can get over you.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first card is the Five of Swords. The Five of Swords is stress. It can be pain in the body, but it indicates stress here. And it's a lot of mental stress. You're a very hard worker, and you've been waiting for a long time. It's been very disillusioning about advancing where you presently are. But you have an opportunity coming up for more money. It's showing either the end of this month or January. Aces are the end of the year, first of the year. You will achieve happiness and your heart's desires. You've been waiting a long time. The enemy has tried to disillusion you by making you wait. But you need to stand up now and remember the words that I told you. Take authority over your thoughts. Take authority over and believe in the word. And the word will work if you work it. When you speak it over yourself. This last week, I personally have been saying, I walk in divine prosperity. I've had quite a bit of good luck. So I would say that it works. You know, you just got to believe it. And you have an amazing year coming up. This is a year the planetary movement and numerology shows that God is tired of his people suffering. God is tired of, and the Spirit of the Lord told me this, I'm tired of my people being mean, I'm tired of my people being broke, I'm tired of my people being sick. So if people will just walk in faith, call those things that be not as though they are, remember the trick is the circumstances will come from the enemy to try to get you to walk in unbelief and disbelieve the promise. Just hang in there, you can have a very marvelous year. Including falling in love.
Okay. All right, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
An overview, right? An overview. You want a 2019 overview?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Or did you want to ask something?
Well, I do want to ask something because it's bothering me now. Because this place
that's
where
why
I took
I'm feeling
that
it.
Test,
okay. Uh-huh.
I took this test, and most of it was dictated by our guidelines. So it was a shoe in. I mean, it was like, I mean, I found all the answers that I needed in my AHA. And, but they, you know, now they want to give me another test because they said that, I didn't pass the first test. I'm like, I don't understand that because I emailed them back, the recruiter, because now they want me to do an online test. And I'm like, this is new. And, well, I mean, I've done online tests, but, you know, them to double test me, I don't understand that. And you can't, you don't know which ones, you can't even dispute it, you know? And I was just kind of wondering if you could take a look and see if, the coding manager that looked at the first, if there's some kind of a problem with the coding manager.
There's some,
I'm kind of wondering
sort
if I'm not
mishap.
Being discriminated against.
There's a mishap here. There's something wrong. There is definitely something wrong. Do you have the right to receive a copy of your mistakes?
No.
Or where you went wrong?
No. They won't. No. Nobody in the industry, when you take a test, they don't give you, they just say you either pass or you don't. They don't tell you what it is because of the sensitivity of the test questions. And I'm like, whatever. I emailed the recruiter back and I said, almost every one of those answers was from an AHOS citation, and I just left it at that. I was wanting to know what the recruiter thought whenever I emailed her back and told her.
Well, they're looking into this. She's looking into this because you made a very valid statement.
Yeah. And so I think there's something not right. I think somebody is.
There's
is
something. That's exactly what I said. There's something's gone haywire
somebody's,
here. There's something wrong. They've either got the wrong. There's a mess. But it shows an ending. and this woman getting on top of it. Okay?
Okay. Well, I was just kind of wondering if you could take a look and see if this has happened with other people trying to get a job with them.
Yeah.
Because that'll tell me right
before.
There that there's something going on with this coding. Whoever is in charge of reviewing the test.
It has happened before. You're not the...
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But,
that's all.
You know, it's good
know.
That you spoke up because it doesn't look like too many people. You know, they've just accepted it, and this is not a year. And you know, the last year of month of the year of 2018, we're already transitioning into 2019. So remember, you know, there's a lot of deception, so you got to follow up on everything.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, that's why I spoke up was because I know. That I should have passed that test. There's just no,
I
knew it in my bones. And
all right,
let
me give you a quick overview, too, for your year.
Okay.
Actually,
and then,
yeah, this whole thing has you emotional right now because you feel
well,
really good about
it. Everywhere you go, you take a test. They test you, and they test you, and they test you, and they test you. And I'm just like, enough is enough. We took a huge test just to get our credential, you know?
Yeah.
And these companies, and they're only, those tests are only as good as whoever writes them. And I've seen some really crappy tests out there.
Yeah. Well, it shows you having a successful financial year for 2019. It shows you feeling stabilized. This is just a little... bump in the road here that you need to follow. It's good that you spoke up because now somebody's going to find the glitch, the problem.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good, because they need to, because my boss works for them at G2S, and she's not even a good a coder as I am. And I'm like, if she can pass a test and get on the Obamacare, where all they do is just code diagnoses, that's a breeze, you know? But they gave me an inpatient test, and I guess they don't have openings for that Obama thing, and you know, which is a little bit of a different thing. But I'm used to doing it. I'm used to doing inpatient, and it just kind of irks me that there, you know, you have no recourse whatsoever. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna throw that out there because I used my AHA to answer most of those questions because most of those questions were centered on AHA. You know, and so...
Yeah, it'll be straight now. It will be straight now. Okay, it's a bump
okay,
in the road, but
thank you.
I show you. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah. Okay, you have a good Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Okay. Let's move on here. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Overview, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're ready.
Please.
I'm here to please. Sometimes it's displease when we see problems, but at least we can find a remedy, right?
Yes.
Well, you're another person. Hello, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. So the last caller, would you please call back in? Callers who have dropped, please call back in. We're back on the air live. Thank you. All right, I'll go on with another call here. So here we go. Here we go. Come on now. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Good morning, good evening. How are you doing, my sister? I've been listening for the last 15 minutes, and you've really been doing a great job illustrating the ancient things in the spirit world and bringing them into the forefront. I've been working on a 4.5. I've been working on a $4.5 million initiative for the last 3 years, and, you know, most pastors won't come into a platform like this. But I want to know, what do you see in my cards coming in 2019?
Okay. Welcome to the Spiritual Perceptions, Pastor. You're with your voice vibration, you sound like a very motivated speaker.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I got one of my other guys on. He's exit only. He's another winning team member. It's like 300 of us, and we're all across the country. We're working towards change, but a lot of times when you work towards change, it's hard to find people to keep coming and show up for work because you have to work. It don't just happen. So,
man, people naturally resist change. We, as humans,
right.
We naturally resist change. Okay, the first card is the Ace of Cups, which is represents all good things in spirit, but it represents overall general good things. There's a couple of projects you've been handling that you are going to be amazed. You're going to receive funds to move forward, and this is going to be a very 2019 will be a year for you to remember. It was one of your best, especially in your pastoring. You're going to look back on it and see a big jump, be a jump. Quick change.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, my brother and from another mother, he's on the 769 number. It's exit only, and he's doing a lot of stuff for a lot of artists. And I've just we've been telling all our people to call in to shows like this because it's hard to pass on the wisdom. And when we hear things from the ancient, we have to apply it. Not necessarily sit idle, but we have to just be excited about what's to come because it's going to happen. You can't run away from destiny. So I just appreciate
there's a spiritual revival taking place. It's beginning now, and it's because Jesus is coming soon, and we have to reach that soul harvest. We have to get to as many people as we can.
Ooh, that's some power right there. That's when I'm on fire. Thank you. I needed that.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and I will keep you in prayers for your ministry. Thank you.
Please don't hang me up. I want to keep listening.
Okay. God bless. Okay, let's move on here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry,
I was
we lost
sitting
you.
Here. Yes.
But
I have
we're
to
back
say,
and we're,
he had, he had a great voice.
You're
going to
get this message in spite of it.
Yes, but I did want to say he had a great voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I felt the spirit with him, and that was great. That was great. And I love it. We need people out there. We need people to reach these souls. You know, there's been so much deception, and there's a lot of deception now. And we need to the truth of the gospel to get out. And Jesus' finished works, that's what we need to have faith in and allow this the new covenant of grace to be a part of our life. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need. You
Amen.
Two have been struggling, and it's in the passing influence line. You're being taught how to control things, finances, you know, budget. You've been tested with that, and you have to be able to manage a little before you can manage a lot. And you're doing a good job because you're going to have an opportunity in 2019 to balance your life. Finally, I see that you have a lot to look forward to. A lot to look forward to. You have a change in residence. You're going to see a change in a loved one. I have a male, so I assume that's your brother. You've learned a lot of things. Even though things haven't been moved, you've been receiving insight and things and learning. And this is going to be the control thing. Looks like you've gotten past that. So you have an opportunity to really see your dreams manifest. Now remember, whatever we pray for, whatever we speak about, circumstances come to make it look like it's, and don't fall into that. Don't start getting, well, this is the way it has to be. No, it isn't. You stand up to it. You have a new beginning. It's going to be very good for you. You're going to be around family. You're going to be appreciated, especially by your brother. It's like you two are going to have a time together where you help others in your family and each other. And you are going to get the material wish that you're wishing for.
I haven't stopped smiling since you started talking.
Yeah, well, I have financial independence here. And you just got to watch our emotions. You know, something happens and we just let them emotions take us right down. So we have to stand up to that, call in those things that be not as though they were. And actually, that's the foundation of the secret. And it's visualizing and seeing things, seeing yourself. I've just been going around saying I walk in divine prosperity, and I'm lucky this week. And I know it's true. I know it's true.
Yes, yes. And
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry about the drop, but we got back together.
That's okay. I was listening to the pastor when I got back on.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Septimius the Great. How you doing?
Hi. What can I do for you?
I'm on the team of the winning team with Pastor Don, the CEO.
God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a music artist. I like an actor, entertainer, and a speaker. So I definitely wanted to call in and show my support. Pastor John always sends us good information to call in on, so I had to be a part of this one.
Thank you. Well, that tells me the spirit's behind this, because all things work together for good to those who love God. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And everybody's needed. We all have a ministry of reconciliation when you accept Jesus as your Savior. We have this ministry to testify, to give, you know, to help bring others into the fold. And so we're all needed, and thank you. You're welcome here anytime. And take a look at what's going on for you. And, you know, the Lord loves music. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise, and he loves music.
Yeah, okay, good.
I feel you're very gifted there.
Thank you. I'm trying. I've had some good blessings so far, but I'm hoping 2019 will be even better.
Good news. 2019 is going to bring you some security that you haven't known for a while. And it's on more than one. It's more than a financial security. It's emotional and mental security and feeling good about what you've done and the accomplishments that you have made and are making. There is some sort of recognition coming up for you around March or April of 2019. And it is through somebody you're working with now, a male figure. Also an improvement in your finances. And?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is. I think this is that you're going to be very happy with that. You come from a struggle. You've had a lot of struggle. But struggle seems to be the end. You're going to really stabilize. There's some sort of recognition, whether it's radio or TV, that's coming up. Like I said, between March and April 2019.
Wow, okay.
God bless you.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because in my music world and music in the TV world, you know, I've been nominated for, you know, quite a few awards over the time. Right now, I am on the Grammy ballot nomination, as well as.
See, you're verifying my reading. Thank you. you're verifying what I'm telling you, and that's good. And we praise the Lord for it, because it's His hand that puts us in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Because all of this time that I've been you know, doing my music and stuff for about eight, nine years now. I wouldn't say stumbled, but I've been blessed with a lot of different things that look good to other people in the outside world, but internally, it never felt like it paid off or it was like doing anything good for me internally, but everything looked good on the outside. And so it'd be good for 2019 to like just solidify things that actually fall together to make me overall make it all worthwhile.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, sir, and that's going to occur, and it's God's will, and you're going to be very blessed, and you're going to be secure on more than one level. So, in your career, in your walk with God, and in something in your personal life. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Okay. Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
I love to listen to you talk.
Thank you.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. You sound good. Your voice vibration sounds strong.
Well, I'm trying to get there. It's been a long year. It's been a long year.
I know. You know, we look at things and how long people can stay in things. There is a quick change for you. There's a change in your personal life, love life. There's an opportunity coming up. Also, are you thinking of buying something, like a major purchase?
No.
Well, there may be an opportunity. It looks like you're going. It has something to do with this person that's in your life. It's like a shared thing. So that's coming up, and that's a surprise.
Is that from a relationship or?
Yes. It's a partnership thing. It's a good investment. I mean, if you have any doubts about it, remember this reading, because it's a good investment.
Okay. Anything else you see happening?
Okay. Well, an improvement. And it looks like you're going through that now. An improvement in your health. But basically, I think long sought after success in your love life. You're finally going to have someone to share your life with. Looks like you guys are going to buy something together. It's a good investment. Your finances look better for 2019. There's still some things going on within your family that aren't resolved, that you may get them resolved.
Well, there's a legal issue around my youngest son and his father.
Okay. That's what I'm picking up. That's stressful, but you will resolve it. There's some disappointment here with somebody in how they respond to this male figure.
With my son and his issue?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not his grandfather, is it?
No, let's see. It's a male. I know that much.
Well, I guess the biggest question is he doing the right thing? Is my son doing the right thing?
Okay. It could be the grandfather. It is a relative.
Mm-hmm. It would be the grandfather or an uncle, one of the two.
One of the two, right.
It's only two of them. Be no of them.
Well, this has been an ordeal for him. And he's very sad about some things maybe that he did that he shouldn't have done, or maybe words that he said or actions. But he definitely wants to put the right foot forward here. And I think we have good news that he's going to do that. I do see a guide, someone guiding him. This is also a male figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the angel, Archangel Michael, trying to help him to see the direction that he needs to go. But he wants to do the right thing.
Okay. Well, has the steps he's taken so far, are they the right steps he should have taken?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy to see this relationship for you. I think that's all that's missing in your life. The rest of it seems to be improving, and, you know, you're going forward, so.
Was that relationship with the person we've talked about? Or is it someone else?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if it's new or old.
Old can be new.
Yeah, that's true. I think it shows someone that's already in your life. So, yes.
Okay.
The person we've been talking about, okay?
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful holiday. We love and miss you.
Thank you.
And we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Wonderful. I am at a bus stop listening. So what I'm going to do is, my name is Demetrius. I go by Vic Meech. I'm going to say that much, and I'm going to put my phone on mute so you don't get a lot of the background noise, and I'll come in when you finish.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first card shows some indecision about your personal life. And but you're going to end up handling this skillfully. And it has to do with your love life. There's something untrusting about it to you, but there's hope to figure it out. And I think you will figure it out. And on your you have a new opportunity in your career life. This one, you have more than one opportunity, and you're going to have to think about this carefully. So when this comes up, it's probably a good time to get a reading because it's a difficult choice. And this choice has a lot to do with how your financial security will be.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
Okay. Specifically, I'm concerned about a friendship of mine.
That's what
I've seen.
Do you see
anything on that? Okay.
That's the first thing that came up.
Yeah.
And it shows that you have to, you know, make a choice. This has been a hard thing because of the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of action that took place. Looks like around money.
Okay.
And you're wondering whether to stay in this or not, right?
Okay. Yeah, yes and no. Yeah. More likely, yeah, because there's a change coming, yeah.
Yeah. There is a change coming and a new opportunity. This is going through some sort of process, and there's some psychological some things that, but I see the battle, but I see the battle being resolved, and you'll become very clear to you. It's going to become very clear to you.
Okay.
Okay, right, and you will make the right decision.
All right, I'll accept that. Thank you much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Greetings, how are you
Hello?
Doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I am, I will give you my government name, just as well as the name that the pastor actually mentioned. My name is James Dixon, exit only. Shout out to the pastor Pastor Dunn Jr. He actually had called me earlier and asked me to give you a call, part of the winning team. Universal greetings and blessings to you. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Great.
So let's look at your 2019. You're going to have a lot of choices to make, and you're going to have to think about them. And you are with the right people. You're with the right people. You're going forward. There's a lot of movement this year, a lot of bringing to light your purpose and your cause. It's going to be a very good year for you.
Thank you.
There's something battling personally, which I will not get into. Maybe you would want to contact me to look at that at some point. You can contact me on Keen, Daisy, Daisey, 644478. It's very personal, too personal for the radio. Okay?
Trust me, I understand, and I really think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that, okay, in a private setting. Okay?
Indeed. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. Hey, it's
how are
Teresa. You? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Miss Teresa. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I know you've been waiting for this for a while, the surprise card.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
A big surprise coming up. And it's going to make you happy. It's a happy surprise. And it took a long time to get here. Also, an improvement in your health.
Good.
Yeah. That's been a rough thing. I mean, it threw you into, it was like a roller coaster ride there for a minute. But you are going to have a solution and a lot of improvement. And a big surprise where love is concerned. Big surprise.
Uh-huh. Good, good. Sooner the better.
I know, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You just hang in there. It looks really good for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
There's
God
not
bless
much
you.
Coming up. There's not much coming up on the financial realm, but it's kind of status quo. But I do think after the surprise, there's improvement. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm right here.
Hi. Good to hear from you, dear. How are you, Chandra?
I'm good.
All right. I'm still waiting back from the person who was checking my references, and he said he was still waiting on two people to call him back, the other person he already contacted, and I'm still waiting, and will I get this job?
I got a quick answer. I got something in 3 days, or it's in the present line. It could be 3 hours, but 3 days probably at the most. And this is going to bring out your true skills. You know,
good.
You've kind of
been
downgraded here.
Yeah.
At a lower level, let's put it that way. Not downgraded, lower level. And it's kind of sad for you, but you benefited the people you were working for. And, yeah, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to end. This opportunity's coming. Yeah, I'm going to say yes to that.
Okay, great. When
yes,
will I
yes,
start
sir.
Then?
Okay.
I just want to tell you, you had a lot of good things to say today, and I really enjoyed your sermon today. I really did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Give to him be all the glory. You're going to get this. It's going to be a secure position, and I got probably by the first week in January, you'll be working.
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
Also,
anything else coming up that's good?
Yes. Your financial situation looks better. I think you'll finally settle some things you've been waiting for, and you want to make the most of this. You want to make the most of this. Also, you're going to be happy about some family members, okay?
Oh, good. Finally. When is that going to happen?
It's all the first 3 months of the year.
Okay. Everything's coming to a head then, finally.
Fruitation.
We're getting
yep.
out of this.
Fruitation.
Yes, this crazy
Praise
year.
God.
This has been a horrible storm that I've encountered through this year, and I weathered the storm, and I'm going to get through it. So
that's the kind of faith you need, and you just hang in there because you're going to see the end of problems now. Okay.
Excellent. All right, dear. Thank you so much.
Merry
Have
Christmas.
A wonderful Christmas. Thank you.
Bye
bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me take this out. How is that? Is that better?
Okay, that's really good. Let's
yeah,
look
I
at you, Miss Vicki.
Yeah.
Well, you've been in what we call the analyzation stage. You've been in a situation where you just everything stopped, and you had to look at your life. You had to look at your health.
Yeah.
You had to look at about what you want in the future. And I think now that you need to just express those things, and you're going to see a change. And the reason that everything stopped is for the right things to come forward. You've just been in a holding pattern, but you're going to see a lot of change in your financial situation and career, in your music career, and definitely in your love life.
How is can you elaborate on the career front? Only because I'm having my evaluation with my boss next week, or when I return from vacation on the 2nd. I've been trying to find and create projects for myself, you know, to stay busy, but you never know.
You are going to, you're going to be happy with your evaluation, but there's major change. I mean, it's you making the changes, not them making the changes. There are some hardships where you are presently created by other people, but you're really kind of finding, I guess the theme for you is you're finding your space or your spot this year. You're going to be in the right spot, okay, in the right placement. Okay, so
and
everything looks good.
And hopefully that's music too. So I'm hoping that is. Like
yeah, I got an opportunity in that, and that's coming before the close of the year. There's a something coming up maybe for New Year's or after Christmas. Really a short span of time. Somebody from the past getting a hold of you that you've worked with before. Okay,
got it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye. God bless.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, it's me again. Something happened after you gave me information that you gave me, and then you went on to the next person, and then all of a sudden the you weren't there. I didn't hear anybody or anything, so I had to dial back in.
What was it? What do you need?
Oh, I didn't need anything. I just dialed back in so I could listen. I thought maybe you were going to
have another message.
Or
I do have another message, and I thank you. Thank you very much. God bless. All right. Trouble comes to everybody. And however troubles, we should learn from it. We should come out a better person and a wiser person and not a hardened heart or bitter. Being bitter, research shows that chemicals are released in the body that are detrimental and in the saliva, and they are the root cause of a lot of diseases. So we don't, that's the scheme of the evil one is to try to make us embittered, not believe in God, not believe in his word, not believe in the promises. And we must realize that our thoughts, words, and deeds determine whether our faith produces good results or bad results. You can have a negative faith or positive faith. And this year is very important that we pace ourselves along with taking control of our thoughts, casting down thoughts that would become strongholds, and replacing them with positive affirmations. We need to be able to speak good words over ourselves, like some of the affirmations I gave you. I walk in divine prosperity. I enjoy divine health. And things like that. That's what you want to speak. And when it comes to something related to money, you just go, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And you hold on to the faith and believe in the word, speak the word over yourself, and you will see a major, majorly good year in 2019. And Father God, we praise you for your word. We praise you for our measure of faith, which will grow by listening. And we need the faith to move forward. And I pray that you bless each and every person that called today. And we've released positive information into their lives, and we pray that they receive it. That's the biggest thing, is being able to receive it and put it into action. We thank you for everything that Jesus did on the cross. It's a finished work. All we need to do is accept it. We praise you for being able to come together at this time and join together and get revelation from you. We praise you for all that you do for us in Jesus' name. I wish everybody a very safe and happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a new year coming up. And we will be back on sometime in January. I will contact everyone. God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Bye now.